From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds of thousands demonstrated Sunday in the Catalonian capital, Barcelona, in opposition to an independence declaration from Spain. The crowd, estimated to number 350,000, waved Spanish and Catalan flags and chanted, "Catalonia is Spain, and together we are stronger." This pro-Spain protester said not all Catalonians are separatists. Many more, he said, feel they are Spanish and want to belong to Spain. Catalonia held an independence referendum last week that Madrid called illegal. More than 40% of voters took part, and the vast majority voted yes. Monash University analyst Stuart King was asked what Catalan President Carles Puigdemont may do when he addresses Parliament Tuesday.
I think he will declare that Catalonia is independent. I personally don't think that he is particularly in favor of independence. I think he has been sort of pushed into this by sort of political forces, much of which is his own making.
Saturday, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out removing the regional government and calling new elections if it issues a declaration of independence. In the Democratic Republic of Congo's restive northeast, militants Saturday ambushed a group of civilians, killing many of them, sparking a battle with government troops near the city of Beni along the Ugandan border. It is an area that has seen numerous massacres in recent years, leaving hundreds of people dead. The rebel Allied Democratic Forces, made up mostly of Ugandan Muslims, is suspected of having carried out the ambush. Human Rights Watch has blamed the group for hundreds of deaths in the region in the last 3 years. This is VOA News.